Friends Podcast.
Hi, I'm Diane Hunt. I am an impressionist realist painter connecting with nature through my brush. I work in oil paint and watercolor, and I live in the countryside of Maryland's Eastern Shore, not far from the Chesapeake Bay. You can find me online at dianehuntstudio.com. and on Facebook and Instagram at Diane Hunt Studio.
Hi, I'm Constance Brosnan of Steve Brosnan's Jewelry Designs. I live in Oklahoma on a prairie, and I make handmade jewelry in silver, copper, and brass. I'm an artist that paints. I paint pastels and in oils sometimes.
Hello, this is Bob J. Kale. I'm the host of this podcast. I am a emerging representational artist. I do historic renderings, seascapes, landscapes, botanicals, birds, and whatnot, with a tight illustrative hand in watercolor, pen and ink, and acrylic paints. And I live in Oklahoma City. Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Clyde J. Kale, and you are listening to the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 108 for the 2nd of August, 2021. July is over with, and we are now into August. I'm here with my two best artist friends, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Constance. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Constance.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Diane. Hello, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you, too, for joining me here each week. For our listeners, if you go to www.talkartpodcast.com, talkartpodcast.com, you'll see the video links, our discussion links for what we're going to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about our studio practice and, you know, creating art in our studio and some of the things that we have to consider and improving our crafts, you know. And so we've got some excellent videos. I'm going to turn the mic over to Constance, and she's going to start off with the talking about the video from Raffi and Klee, our two favorite artists, commentators. And what are they talking about, Constance, for our listeners?
I watched the other ones too. That it was Raffi was rambling about just keep doing it and do your own thing. And if people just give you or naysayers and things, just keep doing your thing.
Okay. What'd you get out of that? You know.
Yeah, I mean, he was talking about how people don't understand really what being an artist is like and how hard it is sometimes when you don't get support, you know, from people, and how to just kind of have to ignore all that stuff and keep doing what matters to you and try to not let all that stuff bother you and stop you from being creative and doing your own thing. I mean, it is hard sometimes, especially if it's family or, you know, close friends or something. They don't understand, like, they think you're nuts or something if you quit your job and you tell them you're going to be an artist, and like they think you have lost your mind. But you know, it does make it difficult, so you just have to find new friends or new, you know, associates or whatever that you can hang with, that, you know, can keep you on the right track and keep your motivation up. And I mean, that's kind of what we do here with each other. It's nice to have other artists that you can bounce ideas off of and just talk about, you know, the artist's life and how sometimes you just feel like giving up, and, you know, it is difficult sometimes.
We buy new
a lot of encouragement.
Yeah, we buy new art supplies. We get excited, you know.
Yeah.
Each other.
Somebody understands that better than we do.
People, other family members or other people would say, "Yeah, why are you getting so excited?"
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's exactly that. Oh, that's nice. You know what they're saying.
Who else is going to get excited that you got a brand new box of pastels that are all lined up, all different colors, or they're all blue pastels, but there's a box of 20 of them, but they're all different shades. Nobody else is going to understand how excited you are about that than one of us. You know, they all look at you like they're nuts. But they're all blue, but they're different shades of blue.
Diane expressed that if you could have seen the video, the expression on her face, because I know she's evidently she's experienced this from either her sister or other people. They go, "Oh, that's nice.
That's nice."
They don't really know what to say because they don't understand how important or how, you know, what a big deal it is to get, you know, whatever that, a new brush or something that's, yeah, you know.
And with the, you know, with some of the stuff that when I was still working, you know, outside the house, when I decided to launch this art career and some of the things that I was encountering, of course, during my break and lunchtime, I was sharing with some of my colleagues and I could just see the look on their face with like, huh? They let me go for like 5 minutes and then they change the subject real quick. But I encountered that expression. Yeah, well, that's nice.
Sometimes they're not being negative, but they're not really being supportive either. They just don't know what to say. Like, you know, it doesn't mean anything to them. So.
Exactly. So
they have the deer in the headlight look like, okay.
It's like when Raffi and Klee, you know, he says, don't let that kind of feedback, you know, bother you, that, you know what you want to do in your heart, you know, keep it up. I can really relate to what he was saying when, long before I decided to start this art career, you know, I started the internet radio station. And when I started it out, the first question I recall vividly, I was working in another place when I started, it's like, it's been 21 years now, but when I first started it and I told a colleague what I was doing and she replied, "Oh, you're just being funny." No, I'm serious. That's what I'm doing, you know? And she's like, "Yeah, but did you go to school for that?" I said, "No." Well, how do you know that you're doing right? I said, "I don't know that I'm doing right." But I said, "It's fun. I'm, you know, and plus I said, I'm starting to gain listeners." I said, "There's other people around the world." I remember the very first time that I recognized I had 10 people listening concurrently to my broadcast. I was excited. I was, "Oh, this is cool." Yeah. I understand exactly. And I'm most assuredly didn't have any support from family members or, you know, and other, you know, friends, only people I connected with, people on the internet who were advocates of old time radio and were passionate about the programming. I got involved with a group I'm still involved with. They're called the Old Time Radio Researchers, in which they actively look for what's considered lost episodes and make complete series recordings in the digital format and distribute those. And we share amongst ourselves. A couple of times, I think I've referred to you to, I have a friend who I've never met this individual personally, but over in Australia. And we've been for 21 years, we've been friends and we're advocates of the old time radio, you know, and I've multiple friends that I've never met personally that I've been connected with. We exchange emails and messages and, you know, so when Raffi says you got to find new friends, that's what you do. You find new friends, you find new circles to, you know, to keep you motivated, you know, and I'm now doing that with, you know, with my art, you know, because I will admit though, I do have family support with my art, you know, my mother, my brothers, and especially my daughters, they're just, you know, so thrilled that I'm, you know, finally pursuing an art career. I recall my brother I was talking to my mom one time on the phone. My brother happened to be visiting, and he was yelling in the background, "Why didn't you do this 20 years ago? I knew you could make a living at it, you know." And I yelled back, "Because it wasn't the right time, you know."
It was much harder 20 years ago.
Yeah,
it really wasn't even an exist. Well, not really in existence at that point.
It is now.
Now, yeah.
It was, you know, far, far more difficult, you know, to pursue. So, you know, so I think that's, for our listeners who are either artists who are struggling or those who are thinking of pursuing an art career, you know, go to www.talkartpodcast.com. TalkArtPodcast.com, and you'll see that video link there, and listen to what Rafi and Klee has to say. They're funny, but they do make some very good points. And segueing right into the Sergio Gomez video, which I thought was so appropriate. We had this discussion last week, and I thought it was rather appropriate. You know, he says, pursuing your art career while still maintaining another job. All three of us are like that. At least I was like that, but now I'm not. So now I've got no excuse, but you two, especially, it came to mind, you know, we had talked about you both, you know, you have your farm, Diane, you have the kennel business, you know, and you're still pursuing your art. What'd you think about, Diane, I'll let you go. Did you, pick up any extra tips from Sergio, what he was talking about, or?
No, not really. I mean, that's pretty much what I do. You have to, when you have a lot going on like that and you have other jobs and you only have, you know, X number of hours in a day to work on your art, you really have to schedule things tightly. And if you don't do that, other things end up taking over that time frame and you never get any art done. So you really have to schedule stuff in and hold yourself to it, so that you do get stuff done. Otherwise, it's really easy to get sidetracked and, you know, have other family members or whatever happen, and you don't get into your studio. So you really have to treat that time that you have scheduled out as sacred time and not let anything, unless somebody's like dying or something, you know, interrupt your time. And anybody you live with or friends or whatever, that you have to let them know that you're not to be disturbed during that time so that you can get stuff done.
Yep. Constance, what about you? Did you pick up any extra tips from Sergio's comments or something that you...
Yeah, I've got to schedule time to be out here. Even if it's just a little bit of time, my problem has been getting back out here and getting started again. But I haven't been able to get to it.
No, I even sent you an email.
I think I'm suffering from burnout.
Diane, I sent her a message. I said, so are you puttering around your studio?
I did go to the doctor's this last week and had blood work done, and everything is pretty much okay. My cholesterol is high and stuff like that. But anyway, pretty much I'm going to have some other stuff done next week. And then after that, I'm going to schedule something else to be done to see, make sure there's nothing wrong there. And there's some things I need to catch up on because I was in bed for 10 months, you know, so I've got to catch up on some things, that medical things that I was supposed to get done in the last 10 months and didn't get to do. So, yeah, I want to make sure everything is okay.
Yeah. Well, self-care is a real important part of having a practice, and, you know, having even being self-employed, you have to take care of yourself. Otherwise, you know, if you can't do stuff, then nothing gets done. So it's like,
that's
really important to take time to do all that.
Yeah. I got to figure out why I don't feel that great. I don't know why. There's got to be a reason for it. So anyway, I'm working on it.
And then of course we had a video from Stefan Bauman, the Bauman effect. So did, Constance, you watched that, right?
I did. I liked it. I was thinking maybe I need to watch some more things like that, maybe because I felt a little inspired when I watched that. So maybe I need to watch some stuff like that to inspire me.
That I thought of you when I came across that. I did.
Yeah.
Because he has a certain way of, you know, inspiring, you know. And
he draws you in, you know, not that Kelly doesn't, but I do like doing landscapes also. But, I need to get back to that.
So funny. Kelly's moniker at the end of her videos is always happy painting. And Stefan Bauman's is do something spectacular.
Yeah.
Change the world when you go in the studio. That's his new thing. He says, now.
Yeah, it's I wrote them down. It says, paint with passion, get in the studio with the intentions of changing the world.
Yeah.
I need to do that.
Well, what was
I usually paint like that anyway, but I mean, you know, I just haven't. I need to watch something that's really enthusiastic to get me enthused again. Yeah. I've not been enthused. I need to get more enthused about getting out here. So,
I'll email you some recommendations then. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I need to get my behind back. I need to get enthused to get out here is what it is.
Before you logged on, man, I told Constance I was going to make her my special project. If I have to in an Uber and take an Uber all the way out there and grab her by the hair, drag her to her studio, then eventually I'm going to do that to get her going again. You hear that? Yeah. Get back at it. I did something for the first time this last week that I've never ever done for about 8 days straight. It wasn't intentional. It just kind of happened. 8 days straight, every single day I painted. I was
good.
A piece in progress. I finished up or I started a new piece, but every single day between 4 hours and 8 hours or so I painted. And I could not believe myself. I mean, yesterday, I had to actually stop yesterday and clean these brushes. They had so much gunk on them. They had built up that I had to spend at least 40 minutes cleaning the brushes. So,
and let your tools get nasty.
Because, you know, I would just use paper towel to wipe the paint out, but I wouldn't use the.
Oh, you got to. Don't let that stuff build up in there because then it'll make your little bristles go off in all kinds of directions that are not good.
Yep. And I just kind of lay the brush down and then in between time of doing the next painting, then I pick it up and then I would just start painting. So yeah, but I had never done, I was just amazed. I was sitting back yesterday thinking about this. Oh my God, look at what I've done. I'm running out of drying space for where I've laid my paintings. Yeah, because, you know, they're, you know, some 8x10s, 11x14s, you know, whatever. But
that's good when you get in an inspired thing like that to just go ahead and go with it, you know.
Yeah, and these are all oil paints too. I mean,
I was last, you know, September 2020. I was just painting like crazy, and then, boom.
Yep.
Yep. I was in bed for 10 months.
Then you. I had to stop to, you know, review some videos for our discussion. And I came across that Stefan Bauman video and I said, yeah, it was like I had watched it without watching or something. I don't know. It just inspired me more. So, you know, I've got a painting I'm going to have to start working on after we get done tonight. You know, I'm still going. I'm still enthused. I'm still going. Yeah.
That's good.
So I think with that, we will end our discussion and we'll wrap things up. You have been listening to the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 108 for the 2nd of August, 2021. My name is Clyde J. Kill, and we have been talking with Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson. And I will say goodnight to Diane and Constance. Like Diane, say goodnight to everybody.
Goodnight, Clyde. Goodnight, Constance. Goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, Diane. Goodnight, Clyde. Goodnight, y'all.
Goodnight, you too. And thank you so much, listeners. And as always, please, if you enjoy these podcasts, give us a thumbs up and a star rating. Bye until next week. The Artist Friends Podcast is produced and edited by Clyde J. Kale. Participating artists, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson and Clyde J. Kale. You can find more information about Diane Hunt at www.dianehuntstudio.com. Constance Bronson at www.etsy.com/shop/CBROSNANS. Clyde J. Kale at www.cjkaleartworks.com. If you would like to participate or appear as a guest on the Artist Friends podcast, please email cjkale@mystery-otr.com. If you enjoy these podcasts, please give us a thumbs up or a star rating. And most of all, send us your comments. This podcast is issued under the Creative Commons license.